Prayer for those who serve. O righteous and holy God, Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you for all who serve to protect our land. I thank you for all those still living and those who died. Lord, many were wounded, fighting evil enemies. Those who serve to protect our nation remind me of those in your great army. Thank you for them also. Lord, give us strength to proclaim your truth as boldly as those who serve defending our land. In Jesus' name, amen. Those who serve. My friend, I want to encourage you to pray for those who have served our country in the military. Many men and women have served, and some have given their lives to keep our country secure. Others have been injured both physically and mentally. All need to be presented in God, to God, in prayer. Others have been injured both physically and mentally. All need to be presented to God in prayer. Many will suffer all their lives because of what they did or was done to them. You and I may have served without leaving the country and without injury. However, I can remember many friends I lost and more that were injured for life. Let us keep their names before the Lord. You and I should not forget another group that is serving in an even greater army. We need to pray for those trying to rescue the souls of lost individuals, both in this country and abroad. God's army faces the forces of evil, and they are just as great a danger, if not more so. There was a time when men and women only faced danger in foreign mission fields, but that has changed. The church and its citizens are now under attack. In some countries, they are in danger of losing their heads for believing in our Lord Jesus. It reminds me that from Luke 22:32, Jesus speaks to Peter and says, "Even the strong need prayer. Jesus prayed for Simon Peter that he would not fail. He had denied Jesus 3 times and needed to come back to Jesus. Our Lord prayed for him that he might repent and turn back. He did, and he became one of our great apostles. We need to hold up our church workers and ministers before the Lord that he sustains them with a special blessing. Those who serve deserve our full support. We're also to serve God in his army. Jesus commands us to go into all the world with the message of salvation.